Hey guys, welcome back to 5-0-100-0.com. I am Foggett. That stands for the fittest underdog guru using intelligent tactics. And today, guys, I want to give you four or five signs of when you know it's time to change your workout or training program. Okay. So let's assume you've been doing a certain type of workout. Maybe you found it in a health and fitness magazine, or you bought a book on training and read that, or went on a bodybuilding type website and are following a program, right? Now, this is after at least 6-8 weeks or more that you've been doing this specific program. And you're just finding that the first thing that I'm going to suggest is looking for the sign that you're not motivated to do the workout anymore. So I'm not talking about those of you who bore easily and are chasing after something different just because you can't pay attention or stay focused on something. I'm talking about how you've been going, you know, for a few months with a program, and you know, you were motivated for a while, and now you're just like, I just don't even want to go to the gym now. You know, you're just not into it. You're not feeling it. You look at your workout with dread, and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. Not because it's hard, just because it's monotonous to you. Okay. Second thing is if you've found yourself reaching a strength plateau, or you're not getting any stronger. Now, that could be assuming that you're doing a program that you're supposed to see improvements in your strength, and that could be for any other measure of progress that you might see. But if you're finding that you're hitting a plateau, then what it means is maybe it's time to change something up, okay? So that's my second one. Third one, your body or performance hasn't changed or improved at all. So again, kind of ties into number two, but if you're noticing that you're kind of at a sticking point and you've pressed through for a few more workouts or a few more weeks, and you're noticing not only a plateau, but now somewhat of a regression, and you're actually losing some of the progress that you made, then you know it's time, and you've probably hit a little plateau, and it's time to change something up. The fourth one is joint pain. So, you know, let's say that there's a specific type of a shoulder press or a pressing motion in general, and all of a sudden you're starting to notice, like, in certain ranges of motion or angles, you know, that either you're performing an exercise in, or an angle of the bench or something, then you know that perhaps you're starting to get an overuse injury from doing a repetitive pattern too many times now, and it's time to change it up. It could also be a sign that you're using too much weight, or that maybe your form is off. So there's a few factors there, but usually when you're seeing like one of these four things or a combination of them, perhaps it's time to consider changing up your workout. Now, sometimes that means completely changing a program. Sometimes that means on the given day, changing the order of exercises you do. It could be changing the reps and sets. It could be, I mean, a multitude of factors. The body part pairings together. Like if you're doing, say, two muscle groups in a day, maybe doing a push movement with a pull movement, mixing up an upper body with a lower body, as say a superset, but there's multiple ways to do that. So if you need more help with that, I always say go to a certified trainer that can help you with that. And of course, yeah, obviously I offer my services in the Oakland County area in Michigan. You can always reach out to me, send me a message or a comment down below. And hopefully we can find some time to get together and see if it's a good fit for both of us. But hope those four tips help you guys. Keep training hard, rock it. Consistency is the key. Like, share, subscribe. I'll talk to you again soon.